If you're someone who enjoys putting a line in the river and pulling some fish in, and someone who supports the Murray Cod restocking program, would you be willing to throw some dollars into making sure it continues? Recfish SA is looking at using financial contributions from recreational fishers to fund the program, which has been running for a number of years now, and you know, hundreds of thousands of cod finglings have been reintroduced into the river. But the state government has chosen not to fund it in its recent budget, and it's causing some problems. John Koschel is a local fisherman. John, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So from where you sit as someone who likes fishing, do you think that the restocking program up to this point has been successful?
Well, any restocking program has got to be successful to a point, but there's still a lot to be done, and there's probably a lot of lessons that could be learnt if we'd only listen to what's happened in the eastern states, where, you know, they have fishing licences to help for the restocking, which is coming back from the people that are wanting to do the fishing. So, but for some reason, we just cannot seem to get that through in South Australia. I know it's probably more to do with lack of numbers to a degree, but anything is a help.
Has there ever been any sort of licensing system in South Australia?
Not to my knowledge, and I've been in the game for 29 years, so
yeah,
within the retail game, there's nothing from a South Australian point of view.
So Recfish SA's proposal is to have people who do go out and fish to be the ones who fund it. You've already indicated in some ways that that's where you'd like to go. Is it a licensing fee that is the way to do it, do you think?
Well, it's very interesting when you have visitors coming through all the time from the eastern states, and the first thing they want to do is pull out some money to buy a fishing license. And when you tell them there is no license, they say, what? They cannot believe it. So they know the effect that it has in the eastern states. And, I mean, you can tell by the numbers of fishing and things that do happen over that way with all their restocking in, you know, dams and reservoirs and all that. So one thing that has been good from the South Australian point of view at the moment is that the government is now opening up the reservoirs for fishing, but you need a permit to do that. So that's one little step that's probably starting to work in our favour here. So time will tell, but there's plenty of people that want to become involved in raising money for recreational fishing, you know, purposes to restock. So, but I still don't know why they seem to hold back on that sort of aspect of wanting to go ahead and do something.
John Koschel is a local fisherman and has been in the game for a long time, John. So you've seen a lot of changes. Have you noticed yourself like a drop in the number of fish or in the number that are biting?
Just at the moment they're probably a little bit on the quiet side, but probably this last early, like from say February through until about June, would probably be the best fishing that I've heard of in 29 years of being in the retail game. So
well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think most people would say it has been a good year. And to me, that was probably has been a big highlight of a turnaround in the fish numbers. But then again, we probably don't have as many people fishing at the moment either as what we used to, even though the numbers are probably higher because with technology, and it's pretty well known right throughout the trade now, just having come back from a trade show in Brisbane a few weeks ago, that we've probably lost a generation of younger fishermen due to the technology aspect, telephones and mobile phones and that.
Yeah.
They're just not going fishing like they used to. So that's something that we've got to work on as a trade.
So, John, a good season. What are people we're talking about cod here, but what are people catching?
Oh, it's mainly the yellow belly right through all the old callop, and there's a lot of people you still want to call it, but they are the ones that were going. There has been quite a few cod that were caught as well, which is good to see, and there's a lot of younger cod being landed. Even now we've had reports the last few days of people have sort of caught small cod, but you know, they've been returned, which is the one aspect that's being probably promoted a heck of a lot in the last few years, which is good to see that people now becoming to understand the benefits of returning fish to the river rather than just take what you want and put the rest back. So fishing's always up and down. It depends on the seasons, but you know, usually the best fishing is after a high river. Well, you know, we don't have as many of those as what we used to have, I suppose, years and years ago, but with all the mitigating of river backwaters and that now, hopefully we might start seeing a few better results in the longer term.
16 to 9, John Koschel is our guest this morning, talking fishing and cod, fishing licences and all sorts of things. Well, just talking about the fishing at the moment, it's a good season so far, and as you say, we need to run in the river to get really good fishing. With some warmer weather, I suspect there'll be more people out over the weekend having a go. Any predictions on what might be out there to for them to pick up over the weekend, John?
Yeah, well, certainly the warmer weather brings the fishermen out, that's for sure. Well, the last few months, because of the colder weather, the shrimp haven't been around, so that's where a lot of the... It's still one of the best baits for catching fish on. So they'll start returning very soon as it warms up, and that'll sort of help make the fishing better. But it's one of those things. If you get to understand your moon phases, your high and new moons and full moon, they're your better fishing periods. And once people understand how that all operates, it's all to do with the cycle of fish feeding at certain hours of the day. They only feed for so long at a time. So you can get the almanac books if you want to from most places around the place. We're online now or on your mobile phones. You can soon figure out which are the best days to go fishing on. And that is starting to happen too now. So I would say at the moment it's still a bit of hit and miss probably for another 6 weeks, and then they'll start to really kick in again, hopefully. So
All right.
See where we go from there.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a few people asking about yabbies at the moment, and you've mentioned the run on the river. That's normally when they come out, so we might not see them this year.
You can always catch yabbies. You know, sometimes you've got to go in the deeper waters, but it's the real dedicated people that really know where to go and get them. There's some being caught in some of the backwaters up above Renmark, like Walla Walla, Merity. You'll get the odd ones, but you're not going to get big feeds and that. But if anybody wants to go get their dozen or so, you can probably get them. But you can still pick them up in very deep water in the river during the colder months. But yeah, if we have a good flow of river, which, you know, talking 35,000-40,000 megalitres, is when they'll start to kick in again. So,
all right, well, may not see them this year for everyone.
On
yeah, exactly. John, thanks for your time. I really appreciate your comments this morning.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
John Koschel is a local fisherman, been around for a while, and a few interesting thoughts there on where we could go with cod restocking, and maybe a couple of ideas for the weekend for you as well.